The Outlet. The talk of Wanaka.
What we mean by that being 100% suck-free in Wanaka is not providing a single-use cup option to customers at all. So the expectation of either having a sit down and taking a moment to enjoy your coffee or tea, whatever it is that you go for, bring your own cup, which is obviously a great solution because you can just use it, you know, over and over, or by taking up one of the lending schemes that the cafes offer.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I talk to Emma from Plastic Free Wanaka. Now, they're working hard to empower and lead the way to create simple waste reduction solutions for all ages. We chat about the Lake Wanaka Tourism Summer Campaign, the Mug Library Initiative, and their plans to work with local cafes and events on reducing single-usage cups.
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Wanaka.
Let's have a look at what's on in Wanaka. Brought to you by Liquorland Three Parks, their Phoenix event with unreal deals. The Wanaka Sunday Craft Market is on every Sunday, 10 till 2. You can see great arts and crafts at Pembroke Park. Handmade in New Zealand, it's art directly from the artist to you. Everything from pottery and photography to wood and wool, and it's run by the Upper Clutha Community Arts Council. All the info is on the What's On button, then events on your Wanaka app. Plastic Free Wanaka has initiated and is working on some innovative campaigns to reduce plastic use and develop sustainable practices at cafes and events in the region. I talk with Emma on their collaboration with Lake Wanaka Tourism, the Great Mug Library Initiative, and their plans for working with local cafes and events in 2024. Hi Emma, welcome to the Outlet Podcast.
Hello, thank you so much.
How's your summer been? All right?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. Thank you. Loving these hot, sunny days.
Can you please talk me through the collaboration with the Lake Wanaka Tourism Summer Campaign and what were the results like?
Yes. So back in November, we launched the Suck-Free Summer Campaign in collaboration with Lake Wanaka Tourism and Destination Queenstown. And the aim of the campaign was to target visitors to the region and encourage them to go suck-free, so single-use cup-free, whilst on holiday. Our locals are already doing such a great job, and we just thought it's time to turn our heads to our visitors and see what we can do to kind of channel our work towards them as well. So the campaign consisted of 6 videos showcasing 3 suck-free cafes in Wanaka and 3 in Queenstown. Both Lake Wanaka Tourism and Destination Queenstown also created their very own online suck-free guide, which was to spread our story and inspire other communities all around New Zealand with the Wanaka story. And we've had a good reach from that as well, actually. And Queenstown Airport displayed the videos on their arrival screens for us. And we've yet to receive the final data from the campaign, but we've received really positive feedback. And we've increased our own reach by 50% since the start of the campaign. So yeah, it's really cool. The team at Lake Wanaka Tourism have been awesome, and we look forward to working with them again very soon. The videos are actually still viewable online, so they're on the official lakewanaka.co.nz website. But yeah, it's been really fun and a really good way of showcasing some of our amazing cafes, both in Wanaka and Queenstown, that are leading the way.
Can you share some more details about the 100% suck-free locations involved in the initiative?
The ones that were involved in this particular initiative, we featured here in Wanaka Big Fig, Fideli and Cadrona. We do actually have 13 suck-free locations in total. And what we mean by that being 100% suck-free in Wanaka is not providing a single-use cup option to customers at all. So the expectation of either having a sit down and taking a moment to enjoy your coffee or tea, whatever it is that you go for, bring your own cup, which is obviously a great solution because you can just use it, you know, over and over, or by taking up one of the lending schemes that the cafes offer. So we're very lucky in Wanaka. We've got 13 locations on board at this stage. But we just featured Big Fig, Fidelia and Cadrona in this campaign, as we do feel like these guys are kind of really leading the way at the moment, which is amazing.
And I love this initiative too, the Mug Library. What a great idea. Can you tell me some more about that?
The Mug Library was all done in collaboration with Wastebusters and also the Wanaka Community Workshop. So what we found was a way of having a solution for local events and organisations that are looking to reduce their single-use waste. The wooden tree was created by the Wanaka Community Workshop, and then it was filled up with mugs that have been collected from Wastebusters. And I keep saying was because I'm actually thinking of the specific event that we used it for, which was the Global Buddhist event. We saved almost 2,000 throwaway cups from going into landfill from that event. They had a huge focus on reducing their single-use waste, and that was amazing. We now have it available to hire for events across the Upper Clutha in return for a donation. And yeah, we're working with a few big local events at the moment to hopefully get something up and running in the next few months.
That is such a great initiative. I mean, we all have a favourite mug, so we just got to get used to taking it with us when we go out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll get back to my chat with Emma from Plastic Free Wanaka shortly. We'll talk about their recent survey directly with cafes regarding sustainability initiatives. But first, thanks to New World 3 Parks for when it's your job to do the grocery shopping. Here's a couple of jobs listed on the Wanaka app, current as of Feb 1st. Clean Commercial requires a commercial cleaner starting the 8th of Feb. Now, the role is 15 hours per week, paying $35 per hour, and all work can be completed during the day with the bulk in the afternoon. Days are Monday to Friday and every second weekend. And the Wanaka Hospice Shop are looking for a shop supervisor, permanent part-time on Saturdays for 8 hours. This role requires the processing of high-volume goods and a keen eye curating these goods at a fast pace. You will have numerous interactions every day with their many varied donors and shoppers, as well as their strong volunteer workforce. For these jobs and more, click on the Jobs button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. Now it's back to my chat with Emma from Plastic Free Wanaka. You've also done a recent survey directly with the cafes regarding some sustainability initiatives. So what was the response and the feedback from that, Emma?
So we created the survey to check in with our local cafes and find the best ways to be able to support them. So far, of the 19 cafes who responded, 37% of those were 100% suck-free. Over 80% either have a cup lending scheme or sell reusable cups, which is awesome. 63% expressed that the risk of losing customers was one of the biggest barriers to going 100% suck-free. And 52% say that they don't feel quite ready to go 100% suck-free at the moment. And obviously that's okay. From like the comments, a lot of people have said that they would make the move if everybody else came on board. So we've sort of had a talk about a potential pledge idea. Others are calling for a petition to get council to put a bylaw in place. And we are looking into the idea of that, whether it would even be a possible thing, but obviously in very, very early stages. We're using these results to form part of our strategic plan for the year. And one of the outcomes of the survey is that we are going to be organising a hui in March, April time to get everybody together.
I mean, it's good that they're thinking about it, which is great that the message is getting through. So what are some of the things you'll be talking about at the hui?
Yeah, so we've not completely finalised details of it yet, but I'm pretty sure the biggest topics are going to be around the idea of making a pledge, how we can get everybody to confidently jump on board, and, you know, discussing the biggest challenge, which is ensuring that our cafes don't lose customers. So I really think we'll be focusing on this topic and just trying to come up with some solutions as a community.
We've talked a little bit about it early on, but how are the sustainability efforts going? I mean, are you seeing a real shift in habits?
Oh, absolutely. Our locals are amazing in adopting the suck-free ethos. I've been to many cafes now and they talk constantly about regulars that bring in their own cups and, you know, kind of confidently take them everywhere. And we've had some amazing success stories here with our cafes with, you know, we've already got three more cafes on board. So we've got, since I've been sort of focusing on this, the Albie, the Spates Ale House have come on board with being 100% suck-free. And that has been with the support of various lending schemes. So I've been collaborating with Wastebusters and offering, you know, cafes the chance to try out going suck-free by being sponsored through Wastebusters, in the sense of we provide them with cups to lend to customers. So, you know, effectively they can do it without any cost and see how it goes. And that has been absolutely amazing. We've got a few more cafes looking into the possibility of that as well, which is really exciting for this year. We supported the opening of our very first 100% suck-free trailer. So the Stoke Sandwich trailer on Gordon Road. Juan, the owner there, he contacted us and wanted to open 100% suck-free. We talked through various initiatives, and actually I've been working with Ricky from the Stoker Room, and he has come up with such a great idea that's working really well. And this idea enabled us to support Stoked, the food trailer, opening 100% suck-free. The way that they're doing it is by using recycled jars that have been sterilized and cleaned, putting them in, like, everyone calls them something different. I call them beer cozies.
That sounds good to me, yeah.
Yeah, beer cozies. Other people call them, like, bottle sleeves, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But what's amazing about those is obviously they protect your hands against the heat from the jar, but also they keep the coffee warm, like insulation, which is amazing. That idea has really blown up, and Ricky at the Stoker Room has been doing it there, and I know the team have had a really good success with that, and they're now getting, you know, their own branded sleeves, which is awesome. And yeah, a really inexpensive way of being able to offer, you know, a product to lend, and it works, you know, it's just as good as a coffee cup, and if not better than a coffee cup.
Yeah, I like the whole idea of having a coffee in a jar. I mean, and this, it stops everything going to landfill, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Because there's always people throwing out mugs and old tea set and jars and all these things. It's just a great way to use it, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, they can keep it as their keep cup if they don't want to spend out on buying one, which, you know, I understand. But at the end of the day, if they don't want to keep it, they can return it. Or recycle the jar and have a beer in the sleeve.
Yeah, absolutely. It's multi-purpose, Emma. That's what it is.
Exactly. It's made to, you know, for many uses. It's such a good idea.
So if the community and people want to support these initiatives, where can they find out more online and get some help?
Yes. So we have all our information is under the Plastic Free Wanaka website. Another great way of supporting us is by following and liking and sharing our content on social media. So we have two platforms. We have Plastic Free Wanaka and we also have Suck Free Wanaka. We are a social enterprise with a charitable status, which means that we can sell product and that the money from our product goes directly back into our work. So it kind of just keeps us moving. So yeah, another way of supporting us would be to purchase one of our tote bags or amazing bullet cups, which are now being stocked quite well across town. I've been working hard to do that. And the support has been amazing from our local businesses, which I'm really, really happy about. And then, of course, by supporting the cafes that the community choose to visit by taking that moment to sit down and enjoy the coffee, either bring their own cup or borrow from one of the lending schemes on offer.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, look, thank you for all the work you're doing. We know that plastic waste and microplastics are such a big problem right around the world. And thank you for helping to keep New Zealand beautiful.
Oh, thank you. We're absolutely doing our best. But honestly, I want to say a massive thanks to all our cafes and stockists that are really supporting us. It means so much to have the community behind us. So, yeah, couldn't do it without them.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. The Outlet.
The Talk of Wanaka.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet, your local interview and information podcast for Wanaka. If you have a story or an interview you think should be featured on The Outlet podcast, just get in touch by using the contact button on the navigation bar of your Wanaka app. The Outlet is produced and published by the Wanaka app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. All episodes of The Outlet are available in the podcast section of your Wanaka app and wherever you get your podcasts.